Auto drivers around the world are bound to relate to this experience. You round a bend and see a police car idling on the shoulder. Your immediate reaction is to tap the brakes, glance at the speedometer, and pray you weren't speeding excessively. In the United States, speeding tickets are at an all-time high in numerous jurisdictions. As we found out, there are multiple reasons why. Washington State Trooper Brandy Kessler parks in the median of Interstate 5 just north of Olympia. This is a well-known speed trap. Still, drivers race past her.
69 on that green. We'll go ahead and take the 69. 9 miles an hour over. They're almost 10 over the speed limit.
Kessler sets down the radar gun. Then it's full throttle, flashing lights, no siren needed. The driver of the green SUV was caught doing the equivalent of 110 in a 90 kilometers per hour zone. He dutifully pulls to the side of the freeway.
The reason I stopped you is because you're doing 69 back there. It's only 60 miles an hour. Is there any reason why you're doing 9 miles an hour over?
The driver mumbles an excuse, but the trooper isn't buying it.
Following traffic and not paying attention.
Okay. Like troopers around the nation, Kessler can exercise discretion in dealing with speeders, but she rarely lets them off with just a warning.
I write everybody for speeding. If I'm going to stop a car and put my life in danger and stand outside that car while traffic's going by at 60 or 70, then I'm going to write that ticket.
That approach conforms with the message coming down the chain of command. John Batiste is chief of the Washington State Patrol.
The policy that I told them that I want instituted is less tolerance associated with speed in order to change bad driving behavior to drive down speed-related collisions, and it has worked.
As proof, he points to the numbers. 5 years ago, troopers issued a ticket to a speeder less than half the time. Now, 63% of speed-related stops result in a fine. The rest get warnings. Meanwhile, traffic fatalities in Washington State, as in the nation as a whole, are at the lowest they've been in more than 50 years. There are many factors, but Chief Batiste is convinced tougher enforcement plays a role.
Research tells us that an individual who receives a citation for a longer period after receiving that citation drives legal versus an individual who receives a warning within a matter of days, they go back to bad driving habits, speeding.
Citations also went up in neighboring Oregon, but for a different reason. In 2006, the Oregon State Police issued 49,000 speeding tickets. That jumped to 60,000 last year. That's purely a function of more troopers on the road, according to an agency spokesman. Oregon is hiring more officers after making deep layoffs years ago. Unlike in Washington, though, warnings are going up faster than tickets. The National Motorists Association is a group that publicizes notorious speed traps and helps members fight to have their tickets dismissed. Its executive director offers a different take on the newly vigorous enforcement. Gary Biller contends many cash-strapped American cities have turned to traffic violators for a quick bailout.
Now, we're definitely seeing a national trend over the last several months, which we correlate directly to the last couple of years of tough financial times for both local and state governments.
Biller says drivers going no more than 10 to 15 kilometers per hour over the limit would usually get a pass from the police, but no longer. He bases that observation on anecdotal reports from association members around the country.
Where there's this kind of unwritten understanding that there's a few miles above the speed limit, it's kind of a cushion, that seems to be dwindling to zero tolerance.
Okay, do you have your driver's license and registration proof of insurance on you there?
State and local police agencies vigorously deny there's a crackdown to generate more money. However, politicians have added surcharges to traffic tickets, so the present level of enforcement brings in more money. The National Motorists Association has ranked states it considers most fair to drivers. Two western states with high maximum speed limits, no toll roads, and no automated camera enforcement against speeders and red light runners placed on top. Those would be Wyoming and Idaho. Watch yourself, though, if you come to visit the USA and drive on the busy roads of lowest-ranked New Jersey and Ohio.
All right, now let's go see if he says thank you.
For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.
You'd be surprised how many people say thank you.